Another move against the mouse. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. The Florida State Legislature passing a measure to end Disney World's self-governing status.
Governor DeSantis is expected to sign the bill that will strip Disney of its special tax status after it was passed by the GOP-controlled Florida House on Thursday in a vote of 70 to 38. The bill was also passed by the Senate earlier with a vote of 23 to 16. Now, that bill will dissolve the Reedy Creek Improvement District run by Disney, which houses many independent community services, such as a fire department and security at Disney World. Democrat state representatives were heard chanting in protest after the bill passed. The dispute between Governor DeSantis and Disney started last month over the company's opposition to the parental rights bill, also dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill.
Fox's Marion Rafferty. New satellite pictures show what appears to be mass graves near Mariupol, the port city bombarded by Russia. City officials say up to 9,000 people were buried. This resident, Yurli Lulak, speaking through a translator.
Hell is what's happening there. It's not possible to describe it. Russians are killing people for nothing.
Yesterday, the president announced a plan to accept up to 100,000 refugees. Johnny Depp faced cross-examination yesterday in his defamation lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard, who claimed that she had been abused.
Heard's attorneys focused part of their questioning on texts Depp exchanged in 2013 with his friend, the actor Paul Bettany. Depp texted, quote, "Let's burn Amber."
Depp has said he was the one who was abused. A major corporate flameout streaming service, CNN Plus, being shut down just weeks after starting up with great fanfare. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Arizona's under a state of emergency, the governor declaring that yesterday as wildfires burn out of control. Fox's Ted Lindner with more.
It's all thanks to the massive wind-fueled wildfire burning in Coconino County. The tunnel fire, burning roughly 14 miles north of Flagstaff, has grown to over 20,000 acres as windy conditions are expected to continue into the early part of the weekend. The emergency declaration announced by Governor Doug Ducey will help officials to provide resources to the people and communities impacted by the fire. Nearly 800 households in the area have been evacuated, and more than 370 firefighters have been called in to battle the blaze. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The Texas Democratic congressman facing an FBI investigation is headed to a primary runoff.
At least one report said the January FBI raid of Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar's home and office was due to a federal grand jury's investigation of organizations' ties to Azerbaijan. Cuellar chairs the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus. But last week, his attorney said they've been informed the congressman is not the target of the investigation. Cuellar told the Fox News Rundown podcast that he's cooperating with the investigation.
The end of the day will show that there was no wrongdoing. And I have faith that the voters understand that, and I have faith in my voters, and again, we will win the primary.
He said he has no indication of the pace at which the FBI is working. His runoff election is May 24th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Independent federal investigators say there are significant issues related to fire training at the U.S. government's nuclear waste repository in New Mexico. The Energy Department's Office of Inspector General also found that firefighting vehicles at the waste isolation pilot plant were in disrepair from years of neglect. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.